Today's story begins with a simple jellyfish. This particular jellyfish was the original source of a protein called apoequorin, hard to spell, harder to say. But this little protein morphed into a very successful commercial brain supplement called Prevagen. And Prevagen catapulted one biotech company into a multi-million dollar business called Quincy Bioscience. Quincy is based in Madison, Wisconsin, and describes itself as a small business. The Federal Trade Commission reports that between 2007 and 2015 alone, sales of Quincy's flagship product, Prevagen, topped $165 million. But the Federal Trade Commission and the Attorney General of New York aren't happy with the broad claims by Quincy Bioscience that Prevagen will improve memory within 90 days, among other things. In 2017, the FTC and the state of New York filed suit against Quincy Bioscience in a lower federal court in New York. They lost. Quincy Bioscience and its wonder drug Prevagen won. The FTC and the state of New York have appealed that ruling in the U.S. Court of Appeals. Enter the nation's leading advocate for older Americans. AARP, along with other consumer groups, filed a brief in support of the case against Quincy Bioscience and Prevagen. KSFR reached out to AARP to find out more about the lawsuit. I spoke with Sarah Locke, who is a senior vice president with AARP. She's also the executive director of the Global Council on Brain Health. Sarah previously served as a litigation attorney for the AARP Foundation. She is a former trial attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice. Welcome, Sarah. I'd like to kick off our discussion of the Prevagen lawsuit by playing a TV ad for this over-the-counter medicine.
Can a protein originally found in a jellyfish improve your memory? Our scientists say yes. Researchers have discovered a protein that actually supports healthier brain function. It's the breakthrough in a supplement called Prevagen. As we age, we lose proteins that support our brain. Prevagen supplements these proteins and has been clinically shown to improve memory. It's safe and effective. For support of healthier brain function, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking, try Prevagen for yourself today.
So, Sarah, what's your reaction to this TV ad for the brain supplement Prevagen?
Well, Mary Lou, actually, it kind of makes me angry. I think it's misleading to consumers, and I wish they wouldn't be on the air advertising this. They're clearly targeting older people because they're talking about the aging brain, and I'm angry because I don't think there's evidence about its effectiveness. And I don't think that they should be allowed to broadcast that.
You know, I have to say, when I first saw the ad on TV, I wanted to run out and buy a case just as a sort of, well, preventative matter. What our listeners cannot see that the TV ad includes is a graph showing memory improvement after just 90 days on Prevagen.
Well, I have not seen any evidence that supports that, so I think there are a lot of people like you and lots of consumers believe the information that they are putting out and seem to be buying it. So you are not alone.
Why did AARP get involved with the lawsuit against the makers of Prevagen? What's at stake?
So we joined what they call an amicus brief, and we joined with other nonprofit organizations to combat deceptive advertising and the harm it causes consumers. We know that older Americans are particularly concerned about their brain health as they age, and so they are susceptible to these claims. I've seen Prevagen advertised for $50 a bottle, and consumers are wasting their money believing that this product is going to help them have, as they say, a sharper mind and clearer thinking, when I haven't seen any evidence to show that that's true.
Now, would you summarize in layman's terms the issues raised in the AARP brief against Quincy Bioscience? Is it the science behind Prevagen that you object to, the product itself, or the advertising?
Well, we would never object to science. In fact, we want to encourage more science and better studies of supplements. And the product itself, if it wasn't being advertised in the way that it is, I could care less. It's the advertisement. It's the holding out of false hope for consumers that if they take this product, it's going to have sharper minds or clearer thinking. And like I said, I don't see any evidence that that's true. And they're probably people who are very vulnerable, people with cognitive decline or dementia who are looking to Prevagen for a miracle cure. And even if the manufacturers aren't claiming that, I think older Americans who are desperate for anything that would help them improve their minds will be looking to this product to give them false hope that it could help them.
So we really don't know if it works or not, or do we?
If this was a drug, they would have had to have gotten clearance from the Food and Drug Administration and some proof of effectiveness before it was marketed.
Mm.
But because it's a dietary supplement, the only thing that the law requires is that it is safe before they're allowed to market. And the question about whether it works or not would normally need to be established through rigorous clinical trials. And I think consumers might confuse when they see a bottle of something on the drugstore shelves that the government is regulating it for effectiveness when in fact it's not.
That was going to be my next question, is I was curious with regard to the lawsuit against the manufacturers of Prevagen, that it is the Federal Trade Commission, as opposed to the Food and Drug Administration, that's leading the charge. So do I hear you correctly that the Food and Drug Administration isn't regulating or testing brain supplements like Prevagen?
For effectiveness. So the only thing that the FDA requires before a drug manufacturer is allowed to market a product is that it shows that they have evidence that it won't harm them.
I see.
But I don't think consumers truly understand the regulatory scheme.
No.
So there is zero requirement that they prove that it actually works before they're allowed to market it. Now, the Federal Trade Commission gets involved when there are false claims made in advertisement. And that's why the Federal Trade Commission and the Attorney General for the State of New York brought suit against the manufacturers of this product because they believed that it was false marketing and advertisement and misleading to consumers.
It's been said that Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia aren't preventable or curable. I would guess that makes individuals who suffer from dementia and also their families pretty desperate. Is there any harm in taking Prevagen?
Well, I think so. Even if there isn't scientific evidence that taking it harms you, there is a harm because people may not be doing the things that will actually help them if they think that this product will. There's another harm. They're spending their hard-earned money, many of whom don't have it, on fixed incomes, wasting it on something that has not been proven effective. And to me, that's a great tragedy. Holding out false hope when people should be doing other things to improve their brain health, or perhaps not eating the good, healthy foods, or doing the things that might actually benefit their health, I think is an actual harm.
But do we know if there's any health-related harm from taking Prevagen?
I am not aware of any, but I don't know that the studies have been exhaustively done either.
Okay. The lawsuit that AARP is a party to lost at the lower federal court level. What is the current state of the Prevagen lawsuit, and what outcome does AARP seek?
The case is currently before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. That is the Court of Appeals that hears appeals from the district court that ruled below. So it is our hope that the Second Circuit takes a hard look at the evidentiary basis and remands the case to the federal court for further proceedings that the federal court takes a deeper, more rigorous look at the evidence there is on this product.
I see. And do you have a time frame on that?
No, we don't.
So do you have anything else to add about this lawsuit on the brain supplement Prevagen?
Regardless what happens with the lawsuit, I have issues with the way the manufacturers market this product. They have a particularly sneaky way of reaching out to consumers. It's been brought to my attention that their marketing team has little bags that they give to pharmacies so that when the pharmacist hands you your prescription, that the bag advertises Prevagen, which would give the normal consumer the idea that if a pharmacist is handing you this product with a bag advertising the product, that you would think it's a drug. It implies that every regulation that applies to drugs might apply to Prevagen. And so it may not be technically illegal, but it's a sneaky way of misleading consumers.
Thanks very much, Sarah Locke, policy and legal expert with AARP. KSFR contacted Quincy Bioscience for comments on the Prevagen lawsuit. We received no reply. However, in a response to the original lawsuit, Quincy Bioscience issued a statement denying the claims against Prevagen. Quote, "This case is another example of government overreach and regulators extinguishing innovation by imposing arbitrary new rules on small businesses like ours." End of quote. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.